Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. A military judge in Norfolk has concluded that the Navy's top admiral witnessed public nudity and leg shaving at the infamous 1992 Tailhook Convention in Las Vegas. Ken Johnson reports from affiliate WNIS Norfolk.
In a brief ruling this morning, Navy Captain William Vest, the judge in the Tailhook sexual assault scandal, dismissed all charges against Commanders Thomas Miller, Gregory Tritt, and Lieutenant David Samples. Captain Vest ruled that Admiral Frank Kelso, Chief of Naval Operations, was present on the third floor of the Las Vegas Hilton when the alleged incidents of misconduct occurred, therefore disqualifying Kelso as a convening authority in the case. Captain Vest's ruling is expected to be appealed. Ken Johnson for CBS News, Norfolk, Virginia.
In Bosnia today, Serb gunners around Sarajevo are taking a break, but Serb tanks have been reported pounding Tuzla, and Muslims and Croats have been battling around Vitez in central Bosnia. On the political front, hardline Bosnian Croat leader Mate Boban has resigned. NATO leaders meet tomorrow on the call for airstrikes by both the UN Secretary General and the European Union. To flex its muscle, France may order the aircraft carrier Foch to waters off the former Yugoslavia. President Clinton is now said to favor airstrikes if the Serbs persist in shelling Sarajevo and refuse to pull back their 500 artillery tubes around the city. For all the noise and movement, though, Bosnia's Vice President Ejub Ganic remains dubious the West will come to Sarajevo's aid.
Lord Owen and, of course, Serbians are trying to defuse the issue. They are now in a hurry to organize some talks in order to slow down the momentum and anger of the international community. But let me tell you something. For 22 months, we had those talks to lift the siege of Sarajevo, and nothing happened. So this is the time to do something.
Russia, meanwhile, has warned any NATO airstrikes on the Serbs would have serious repercussions for East-West relations. That's the mayor of Lillehammer, Norway, declaring a day of solidarity with Sarajevo, which hosted the 1984 Winter Olympics. Organizers lit candles in the shape of Olympic rings. Figure skater Tanya Harding faces a U.S. Olympic Committee hearing in Oslo next Tuesday, 3 days after the start of the Winter Olympics. The panel would order her, could order her removal because of the attack on rival skater Nancy Kerrigan. USOC Executive Director Harvey Schiller says it's not clear if Harding will testify, but suggested it would be to her advantage.
This is a chance for Ms. Harding to appear before the administrative board and tell her side of the story and give her a chance to talk about the issues she would like to discuss.
Israel and the PLO are talking again in Cairo about how and when Israel hands over Gaza and Jericho. It's slow going, as Bob Simon reports.
The Palestinians claim they have compromised as much as they possibly can. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres put a diplomatic face on what is basically the same position.
We came with the best of intention, really to arrive to an agreement. We didn't come to bargain or to argue.
Many topics are not even being discussed here, which means that an agreement and an Israeli withdrawal are still a long way off. Bob Simon, CBS News, Cairo.
The bodies of six Haitians, two of them children, washed ashore on South Florida beaches early today. About 20 boat people survived and are in custody. Riots, wildfires, earthquakes. What more can Southern California be expected to endure? The latest calamity is mud, rivers of it around Malibu and Altadena. KNX newswoman Ann Wendell reports.
Several oceanfront homes along Pacific Coast Highway are filled with mud and debris, 2 feet high in some spots. Parked cars enveloped in mud. Some were towed out. Some were just stuck in too deep. For residents like James Prescott, fires, an earthquake, now mudslides, it was just too much.
I was renting a guest wing from a friend in Malibu. The house is destroyed in the fire. I relocated temporarily to West L.A. as a consequence of the earthquake. I had to leave that place. Now I'm house-sitting for a friend, and there's a mudslide. It's a sign of the times.
Now, says James Prescott, it might be time to think about moving away from L.A. Ann Wendell, CBS News, Malibu.
In other mishaps, a power outage hit San Diego, and an avalanche thundered down a mountain in the snow-laden Angeles National Forest. Supreme Court Justice David Souter has cleared the way for Pennsylvania's strict abortion law to go into effect. He rejected arguments that enforcement of its counseling and 24-hour waiting requirements would do irreparable harm to women. The Clinton health care reform plan is expected to take yet another blow today when the Congressional Budget Office declares premiums paid to health alliances to be on budget, the equivalent of taxes. As Mark Miller reports, the president is selling his plan on the road.
Every day, about 800 trucks come off the assembly line here at the General Motors plant in Shreveport, Louisiana. And the White House says that $1,100 of the cost of each of the trucks is needed to pay for the health care benefits of the 2,500 men and women employed here. The president believes that's just too much.
All of us are paying too much for our health insurance because the people who don't have any coverage only get health care when they're too sick, it's too late, they show up in an emergency room, and it costs out the wazoo, and then the hospital has to pass the cost along to someone else.
Over the past week, Mr. Clinton's health care plan has been rebuffed by three important groups representing big business. It's Mr. Clinton's hope that by visiting this GM plant, he can try again to explain what big business and its workforce have to gain by supporting his health care plan. Mark Knoller, CBS News, at the GM truck plant in Shreveport, Louisiana.
United Parcel Service drivers are back on the job, having won concessions in their one-day strike over the top weight of packages. UPS now says no Teamster will have to grapple more than 70 pounds without a helper or a lifting device. A conservative member of the British Parliament has been found dead in suspicious circumstances. Adam Rayfield reports.
Police say it may be days before they know how Stephen Milligan died. They won't confirm on official reports that his body was found clad only in women's stockings and a garter belt, or that he was tied up with electric wire around his neck, or with a plastic bag over his head. They say only that the death is suspicious and a postmortem was inconclusive. It's an embarrassment to the Conservative government. Milligan recently defended the Prime Minister's Back to Basics campaign for family values.
Is Back to Basics linked to personal morality? The answer is, in part, yes.
Now the government is faced with yet another sex scandal and a special election it may well lose. Adam Rayfield, CBS News, London.
Japan's economy has laid out a $140 billion package to help revive the economy just hours after coalition leaders reached a face-saving compromise on tax cuts. More from Steve Herman in Tokyo.
Even by Japanese standards, Prime Minister Hosokawa's news conference was full of apologies and humility. Hosokawa said he was sorry for being too hasty in trying to push his tax plan. But the admission was another victory of sorts for the Prime Minister, who has once again managed to keep his fragile coalition government from shattering. The largest party in the group, the Socialists, demanded and got concessions. They had threatened to quit the government if Hosokawa didn't concede. Analysts say the economic recovery plan, despite the shelving of key portions, is good news for both Tokyo and Washington. It's designed to get Japanese consumers to spend more money, and the expectation is that a good chunk of the spending will be on imported products. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
American workers were 1.6% more productive last year. Productivity was up 4.2% in the fourth quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 2.25 points. It's 10 past the hour.